My Heart Am I, Colin Freeman, 10A, Standing Room Only returns after the summer hiatus with news of arts, entertainment, culture and heritage from around the country. And that's the familiar sound, for those of a certain age, of the theme to the TV series The Singing Detective, kicking off our musical theme today of detectives. First up, though, the country's arts teachers have just formed a national alliance and are preparing to go into battle to save arts education from what they describe as death by a thousand cuts.
We're receiving students starting year nine with, I would say, would be a maximum level around curriculum level three. And we have to start them at the beginning. Generally, most students, around 80% that I teach, we have to teach them the primary colours. 13-year-old students. Yeah. It's quite devastating, the negligence of the delivery of the arts in New Zealand over the last decade.
On At the Movies, after the news at one, Dan Slevin reviews Doolittle, Robert Downey Jr.'s reboot of the famous animal conversationalist, Bombshell, the story of the famous sexual harassment scandal at Fox News, and The Third Wife, a haunting drama about a child bride in 19th century Vietnam. At 25 to 2, choreographer and dancer Michael Parmenter on being part of a vaultingly ambitious new dance work based on the 1518 Strasbourg dance epidemic, and his move into teaching tango and other social dances.
The idea of doing these big epic works, or even, you know, smaller pieces that just have this limited life. My focus, as I say, has shifted now towards some of these other dances, which are both communal dances as well as partner dances.
Then the reason for our musical detective theme today, Scottish actress Ashley Jensen, who plays BBC TV detective Agatha Raisin. Her CV, though, also includes TV shows Catastrophe, Ugly Betty, Trust Me, that's currently on screen here, Series 2, and The Show, that introduced her to TV audiences playing Maggie on the Ricky Gervais series Extras.
That was a kind of Laurel and Hardy relationship with the two of them. But one of the few directions that Ricky used to give me was he would just shout, "More Stan!" as in Stan Laurel, more sort of wide-eyed innocence, I suppose, and naivety.
On the laugh track, after the news at two, presenting tracks that tickle his sense of humour is comedian James Malcolm. Then a return home for Christchurch contemporary art project space, The Physics Room. On Tuesday, it opens a new permanent home in the Arts Centre, where it started back in 1996.
It's the old, for people who are familiar with Christchurch, the old Canterbury Cheesemongers shop. So, I mean, we were thinking of some kind of puns around, you know, black holes, Swiss cheese. You know, we were thinking maybe a rebrand is on the cards. but I tell you what, the smell of cheese takes a long time to get out of a space.
Around 20 to 3, a decades-long rift between his Dutch family and the Jewish girl they fostered during and after the Nazi occupation intrigued Professor Bart Van Ness so much that he tracked down Lien. Her parents had given her as a little girl away to his family when Nazis took over The Hague.
Somebody came to collect her at the door and she was brought to my grandparents' house, which was a completely different kind of family. She'd come from this quite sort of aspirational family in a sophisticated city of The Hague, and then she was brought to my grandparents' family, which was a, you know, pretty rough and ready working class socialist family and not Jewish.
Finally, in the drama at three, The Orderly intertwines a telling of a medieval poem about a battle between the Saxons and the Vikings with the trials and tribulations of John, a hospital orderly, misfit, and a keen reenactor of medieval battles. Our webpage, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly, has lots of photo galleries for you today, and handy links to all our stories can be found there too.